Hi everyone, welcome again to the next chapter of the story. This story is dedicated to my little baby nephew, David. Chapter 2, A Fast Friend. The next day, David and Twinkle set out on their journey. As they walked through Sparkle Land, they saw amazing things. Trees with leaves made of gold. Flowers that glowed in the dark, and animals that could talk and sing. David felt like he was in the most magical places in the world. As they walked, David heard a rustling sound in the bushes. He peeked through the leaves, and he saw a funny little creature with bright blue fur munching on a glowing fruit. The creature looked up, David saw, and he zoomed out in a flash, moving very fast, faster than anything David had ever seen. "Whoa, slow down," David laughed as the creature stopped in front of him. He was grinning. "Hi, I'm Sonic." "Sonic the Hedgehog," the creature said, bouncing on his toes. "Who are you?" "I'm David," he said with a smile. "I'm new here. It's my first time in Sparkle Land."
"Well, David, you have found the right friend," Sonic said, tapping his nose.
"This place is full of adventures, and I am the fastest friend you'll ever have. What brings you here?" David showed Sonic the magic feather.
"I found this feather, and it led me here. The queen asked me to help save Sparkleland."
"Save Sparkleland? That sounds like a big adventure," said Sonic.
"And you'll need a fast friend for that. Count me in."
Together, Sonic and David explored Sparkleland. Their first stop was the Crystal Caves, where special flowers grew. These flowers could remember every sound they ever heard and could sing the songs of Sparkleland's history. As they walked through the forest, the path got steeper and the trees got thicker. Sonic zoomed ahead, making sure the way was safe, while David followed, amazed by everything he saw. Suddenly, Sonic stopped and motioned for David to be quiet. Ahead of them, some mischievous pixies were playing tricks on a group of spirits, making them very upset. The spirits were trying to find their lost things, which the pixies had hidden.
"We should stop and help them," David whispered to Sonic,
knowing it was his job to keep the peace. Sonic nodded and zoomed over to talk to the pixies, while David went to the spirits with a friendly smile. Together, they sorted out the problem, and soon everyone was happy again. The spirits thanked David, and the pixies moved away, and they promised to be nicer from now. As the sun set, David and Sonic sat by a sparkling stream, their feet in the cool water.
"We make a great team, Sonic," David said, watching the water shimmer in the sunset.
"We sure do, buddy. And this is just the beginning. We've got so many more adventures ahead," Sonic replied.
his eyes shining with excitement. And so under the twinkling stars of Sparkleland, David and Sonic knew that they were ready for anything. Their journey had only begun, and they couldn't wait to see what wonders awaited them in the days to come. Thank you, and join me again next time for more adventures with David.